Have you ever wondered why toddlers question everything while adults cling to certainty? In Man Gulch, 1949, smoke jumper Wagner Dodge faced an advancing wildfire and made a counterintuitive choice. Instead of running uphill with his crew, he lit an escape fire, burning the grass to create a safe zone. His bewildered team refused to follow this unprecedented strategy. 12 men died. Dodge survived. This tragedy illuminates how we typically approach challenges. Most of us operate in one of three limiting modes: preacher, defending sacred beliefs; prosecutor, finding flaws in others' reasoning; or politician, seeking approval. Each serves a purpose, but closes us off from reconsidering our positions. The alternative? Think like a scientist. Scientists don't protect knowledge, they revise it. They actively seek ways they might be wrong, treating knowledge as a hypothesis rather than truth. This approach works far beyond laboratories. Italian entrepreneurs trained in scientific thinking generated $12,000 in revenue compared to just $300 for the control group because they pivoted twice as often, abandoning failed strategies. Consider BlackBerry's collapse from dominating nearly half the smartphone market to less than 1% by 2014. Co-founder Mike Lazaridis, despite his brilliance, dismissed touchscreens. Try typing on a touchscreen without looking at it. Impossible. He remained in preacher mode, defending rather than rethinking, even as evidence mounted that consumers wanted something different. Surprisingly, intelligence doesn't guarantee adaptability. It can actually make us more vulnerable to fixed thinking, as our analytical skills become weapons to protect rather than test our beliefs. Anton's syndrome, where people deny their blindness, shows how we can be blind to our blindness. This manifests in the Dunning-Kruger effect, where the least knowledgeable often have the most inflated self-assessments, with bottom quartile performers believing they're in the 62nd percentile. The key isn't balancing confidence and humility, but developing confident humility, believing in your ability while questioning your methods. This enables learning and growth. This contrast appears in leadership. Halla Tomasdottir's imposter syndrome when running for Iceland's presidency versus Davi Oddsson's overconfidence, which later contributed to Iceland's economic collapse. Imposter syndrome can be beneficial, driving harder work and maintaining a learning mindset. Hospital studies showed nurses who questioned their leadership abilities became better leaders by seeking input from others. True confidence develops through tackling challenges, not waiting for certainty. Questioning conventional approaches often yields more innovative solutions. Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman exemplifies delight in being wrong, exclaiming, "That was wonderful! I was wrong!" when surprised by findings. His approach involves maintaining provisional attachment to ideas. There's no unconditional love for them. This mindset enables exceptional forecasting. Jean-Pierre Bogomes correctly predicted Trump's nomination when experts gave 6% odds. Top forecasters succeed by frequently updating beliefs, averaging 4 updates per question versus 2, treating opinions as flexible hunches. Even when Bogomes later switched to Clinton, he openly acknowledged his desirability bias. His method includes listing specific conditions that would change his mind, preventing rigid attachment to predictions, unlike figures like Ted Kaczynski, whose manifesto shows unwavering conviction. When facing new information, we can either defensively cling to beliefs or embrace the scientific pursuit of truth, even when it proves us wrong. The Wright brothers' success stemmed from their passionate disagreements, encouraged by their father, who promoted intellectual debate. Their heated arguments, particularly about propeller design, evolved into productive innovation when they focused on understanding solutions rather than defending positions. Their breakthrough came when they realized all existing propeller designs were flawed, leading to their revolutionary two-propeller system. Research shows that while personal conflicts hurt team performance, moderate task-related debates can enhance creativity and decision-making. At Pixar, director Brad Bird demonstrated this by recruiting pirates and black sheep for The Incredibles, challenging individuals who helped complete the film in 4 years despite predictions of a decade-long timeline. The key is distinguishing agreeableness, seeking social harmony, from cognitive consensus. Effective rethinking requires a challenge network of trusted individuals who question our assumptions. In productive disagreement, an adversary becomes a propeller, allowing different perspectives to elevate thinking. Expert negotiators approach persuasion differently than most people. They prioritize finding common ground, present fewer but stronger arguments, and respond with curiosity rather than dismissiveness when challenged. Champion debater Harish Natarajan demonstrated this in his victory over IBM's Project Debater by emphasizing shared understanding. "I think we disagree on far less than it may seem." He acknowledged their mutual concern about poverty before presenting his objections to subsidies. Changing minds requires showing openness to changing our own. By conceding valid points, we position ourselves as truth seekers rather than preachers. When facing hostility, treat arguments as dances rather than wars. Sidestep conflict by discussing the conversation itself. When heckled during a talk, Adam Grant diffused tension by privately asking his critic what evidence would change their mind, demonstrating how calm engagement can disarm hostility. Research shows that expressing moderate confidence is more persuasive than absolute certainty or uncertainty. By acknowledging the limitations in our arguments while focusing on our strongest points, we transform opponents into potential partners in dialogue. The sight of 37,000 Red Sox fans chanting "Yankees suck" at an Oakland A's game exemplifies how tribal thinking defies logic. This inherited hatred runs so deep that Boston parents pass it to children, and brain scans reveal fans' pleasure at rivals' failures. Such tribal divisions extend beyond sports. People disidentify with rivals, defining themselves through opposition. Ohio State students were 4 times likelier to deceive University of Michigan students than those from non-rival schools. Traditional solutions like creating shared identities or humanizing individuals proved ineffective, often reinforcing existing biases. However, reflecting on rivalry's arbitrariness, considering how we'd support the opposite team if born elsewhere, reduced hostile behaviors. Breaking free requires counterfactual thinking, imagining how our beliefs would differ under different circumstances. Darryl Davis, a black musician who helped over 200 white supremacists leave hate groups, demonstrates this by using genuine curiosity to help people recognize their inherited beliefs while finding common ground. When vaccine-hesitant mother Marie Helene hesitated about her premature son's vaccination, neonatologist Arnaud Gagneur used motivational interviewing instead of advocacy. His approach centered on open-ended questions, reflective listening, and affirming capacity for change. The results were significant. Marie Helene vaccinated her children and influenced her anti-vaccination community. Studies show that after just one motivational interviewing session, mothers were 9% more likely to fully vaccinate their children within 2 years. The method has proven effective across thousands of trials for addressing various behavioral challenges. Betty Bigome demonstrated similar success when making peace with Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony. By prioritizing listening over lecturing in displaced people's camps, she earned their trust, becoming known as Migu, Mother. Research confirms that empathetic listening reduces defensiveness and encourages deeper self-reflection. When Marie Helene expressed autism concerns, Dr. Arnaud asked about her sources and requested permission before sharing expertise, a respectful approach that made her more receptive to new perspectives.